Levin, we need a federal special counsel to investigate the Biden crime family. By Jeff Poore on April 4, 2022. Sunday, conservative talker Mark Levin opened his Sunday Fox News Channel broadcast demanding a special counsel to investigate corruption allegations aimed at President Joe Biden and his family. Levin blasted the media for covering up for the Biden family, given its dismissive nature of the reporting early on. Transcript as follows. Levin, do we have a Manchurian candidate in the Oval Office? It certainly appears that way, and what am I talking about? What I'm talking about, first of all, is a corrupt media. An opportunistic media, an agenda-driven media that for months covered up the corruption that is the Biden crime family. The head of the Biden crime family, they still won't admit it, is Joseph Biden Jr. The media in this country during the last election, when they were confronted with a true story about a laptop. Hunter Biden, a computer fixer who had that laptop and hard drive, who found incredible amounts of data, email, and so forth on there, what did the media do? They covered it up. What did the big tech oligarchs do? They not only covered it up, but they banned the New York Post. They banned other media outlets. They banned any individual who dared to refer to it. How about the Democrats in the House, what were they doing? Did they conduct an investigation to find out what was taking place? No. How about the broadcast media? On the whole, another cabal of cover-up artists and censors who said that this was a Russian plant. And they found 51 people with backgrounds in intelligence. Boy, what an anomaly that is, who said it clearly was Russia propaganda. And when Donald Trump tried to bring it up during the course of debate, he was cut off by Chris Wallace, who wouldn't allow it to be discussed. This is the state of media in America. We do not have a free press. We have the equivalent of TASS or Pravda. We have a corrupt media. We have a media that sings from one sheet. We have a media that regurgitates down the line. Well, one outfit sets and the next outfit says. Well, something interesting happened. The New York Times came out with a piece a few weeks ago and said this is authentic. Now, here's the interesting thing. They didn't actually say it was authentic. It was a long piece they wrote, and then somewhere in the article, they pointed out, they flagged that in fact, this laptop and these emails seem to be authentic, and that they've been substantiated. Who are they substantiated by? I guess, the prosecutors who are leaking this information. The career prosecutors out of the Wilmington U.S. Attorney's Office, that's my guess. Because it was as recently as September 2021 that the New York Times dismissed the Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation. And they did it at the height of the campaign as well. So people who voted, apart from all the other corruption that took place and all the other violations of the federal constitution that took place such as in Pennsylvania and elsewhere. The fact of the matter is, many people voted without information that the Biden family was being paid by the communist Chinese government and by their military. Then we get this piece from the Washington Post. Wow. Get this piece last week from the Washington Post. It is a very long piece, but I want to read a few parts to you. Because most of us don't read the Washington Post and for good reason. The Post did not find evidence that Joe Biden personally benefited from more new details about the transactions with SFC. SFC is the Chinese energy company, and it is a massive front company for the Chinese government and the Chinese military. Which took place after he had left the vice presidency and before he announced his intentions to run for the White House in 2020. So right away, in paragraph number 5, the Washington Post is trying to do a cover-up for Joe Biden. Well, why are the New York Times and the Washington Post even writing about these things? Why? Because the prosecutors are moving fast now. And they don't want to be completely behind the ball and seem like the complete frauds that they are. But there are new documents, which include a signed copy of a $1 million legal retainer, emails related to the wire transfers, and $3.8 million in consulting fees that are confirmed in new bank records, so that's about $5 million in agreements signed by Hunter Biden, illustrate the ways in which his family profited from relationships built over Joe Biden's decades in public service. Joe Biden's decades of public service, they used his name. His family benefits to at least $5 million, but Joe doesn't know anything about it. This is a lie being perpetrated by the media and this would be enough. This should be enough for an investigation in the House of Representatives. but they're too busy investigating minor misdemeanors like trespass and parading on private property over there at the Department of Justice, January 6. They are too busy over there at the Department of Justice investigating parents who dare to challenge school boards. They're too busy investigating the Georgia Republican legislature that dares to change its election laws to conform with traditional election processes. We know exactly what's going on here, exactly. But let's go on. What else do we find here? Accounts linked Hunter Biden received at least $3.79 million in payments from SK. Just remember that's the Communist Chinese and the Communist Military Front Company. Through consulting contracts according to bank records and joint agreements reviewed by the Washington Post. You know, I said here, back then, this laptop, it has got the names of individuals. It's got dates on it. It's got times on it. It's got 1,000 methods for confirming the authenticity of what is on the laptop. Where are the media? Media in cover-up mode. Biden received an additional $1 million retainer issued as part of an agreement to represent Patrick Ho, a SVC official who would later be charged in the U.S. in connection with a multi-million-dollar scheme to bribe leaders from Chad and Uganda. An intermediary from SVC initially reached out to Hunter Biden in December 2015 to set up a meeting between the then-vice president's son and Yi Jianming, the founder and chairman of the Chinese firm, according to verified emails from a purported copy of the laptop hard drive reviewed by the outside experts for the Post. So this information was known to the Washington Post and the New York Times before the election. They chose not to look. SVC is a massive oil and gas company founded in 2002, had financing from government, development banks, and ties to the Chinese Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army according to people who studied the firm. The contract signed on August 2, 2017, stated that Hunter Biden would get a one-time retainer of $500,000 and would then receive a monthly stipend of $100,000 with his uncle, James Biden, getting $65,000 a month. It says, later, the money began flowing almost immediately, with the first incoming wire of $5 million, arriving in August 8, 2017 according to documents found on the copy of Hunter Biden's laptop again, and corroborated by identical bank statements that Grassley's office, Senator Grassley, obtained from Cathay Bank for an account jointly held by Hunter Biden and SVC execs. By my calculation, we are almost at $10 million now. This doesn't even count the corruption with Ukraine or other countries. This is just Communist China. Later on in the article, during the time the SVC was active, funds were being transferred from Hunter Biden to his uncle, records show. Oh, Jimmy Biden. All told, nearly $1.4 million went from Hunter's company to one controlled by James Biden, according to a 2020 report produced by Grassley and fellow Republican Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. So they had this again during the course of the last election. The transactions were identified as potential criminal activity, a designation meant to flag potential money laundering, political corruption, or other financial crimes, according to a report from the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network at the Treasury Department that was reviewed by the Post. Now, I'm not going to overwhelm you with more information. It gets worse. There's more with the Biden crime family, more. Now, Joe Biden's role, oh, the Washington Post said there was no role. And whatever the Washington Post says, of course, is true. As it covered up the laptop to make sure that Biden would be unaffected and unencumbered with it during the election. Look at how the media circled around him during the debate. Chris Wallace, The Washington Post, The New York Times, the big oligarchs and big tech, just a disgusting cover-up. Well, here's The New York Post, Miranda Devine, who's been on this, and she points out to Bob Alinsky, who is a business partner, who came forward, who had nothing to gain by coming forward, a former Navy SEAL. He puts it all on the line. He said, I've seen Vice President Biden saying he never talked Hunter about his business. Bob Alinsky would say in a bombshell statement to the New York Post's Michael Goodwin on October 22, 2020 before the election. I've seen firsthand that's not true, because it wasn't just Hunter's business. They said they were putting the Biden family name and its legacy on the line. I don't have a political axe to grind. I just saw behind the Biden curtain and I grew concerned with what I saw. The Biden family aggressively leveraged the Biden family name to make millions of dollars from foreign entities, even though some were from communist-controlled China. Now, less than 2 weeks after meeting Joe Biden, Miranda wrote, Bobulinski incorporated Sinohawk Holdings LLC on May 15, 2017. That year 2017, having decided against Hunter's suggestion they call it SFC America. Hunter Biden wanted to call it after the communist Chinese regime's name for its company. It will be a global investment firm seeded with $10 million of Chinese money. We just talked about that, remember? That would buy projects in the US and around the world in global and or domestic infrastructure. Energy, financial services and other strategic sectors, said the contract he had drawn up. Sinohawk would be 50% owned by Yi Jianming, chairman of the communist company, SFC through a Delaware incorporated SFC entity, Hudson West 4 LLC. The other 50% will be owned by Oneida Holdings LLC, another Delaware firm set up by Bobulinski. Now, Oneida would be split according to an email sent by James Gillier to the group on May 13, 2017, laying out the distribution of shares. Ready? 20 to H, Hunter, 20 to RW, Walker, 20 to JG, Gillier, 20 to TB, Bobulinski, 10 to Jim Biden, 10 held for H for the big guy. 3 years later, Bobulinski would tell the world, there is no question that the big guy is Joe Biden. Hunter Biden call his dad, the big guy or my chairman, and frequently referenced asking him for his sign-off for advice on various potential deals that we were closing. There is much more on this than ties to Joe Biden, the now President of the United States. No wonder the media covered up for him. Ladies and gentlemen, we need a federal special counsel. We cannot leave it to Merrick Garland and the political appointees at the Department of Justice. This is why we have special counsels, an experienced, competent, independent federal prosecutor who puts together a team. A special counsel office to investigate Joe Biden, his family, the dealings with Communist China, the dealings with Ukraine, the dealings with Russia, the dealings with Romania, the dealings with all of these governments. Biden told a flat-out lie, as he often does, that he knew nothing of his son's business practices. We have witnesses, we have contemporary information, documents, a laptop, which has now been authenticated by the New York Times, so we know it's accurate. We've got a ton of evidence that would trigger any investigation of a sitting president of the United States. We've not had one single hearing in the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, as they're chasing down paraders and trespassers on minor misdemeanors with the January 6th committee. We need a Biden crime family committee, and we need one right now. We need to know what the hell is going on. Communist China is our biggest enemy, and they're staring us down. And it is my contention, we have a man in the Oval Office who is by all evidence, corrupt, bought off, and we need it now. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.